In the interest of public education and to provide the general population with something to do while cleaning the cat box, the Average Network takes you now to the fairgrounds at Woonsocket High School for the final night of Attorney General Ashcroft's Patriot Act Tour Summer 2003. It's almost time for the Attorney General's nightly press briefing. Let us join Bob Beardoff and Ozzy as they introduce Mr. Ashcroft.
Good evening, everybody. Has this been cool or what?
Say, Chris, Kushi, rock and roll.
Right you are, Ozzy. We'd like to apologize again for the unfortunate deaths last night. You people from the press have to learn not to ask that sort of question.
Espresso Wunderkind Ebenezer, after all.
That's true. Now, if you remember yourselves, we'll allow the AG to address you. All right?
Later, chemistry, coffee pot, explosion, statue of Gumball, and Lewis Toad sandwich, Sharon and Eric Smuggle, Jake and Mercutio Tommy Roll.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You should all note that on your calendars. I know I will. Well, Ozzy, will you do the honors?
We have Costco, Saturated Fetch, and Wimpy Burgers, A-Stone, Smegma Burrito Coffin.
Mr. Attorney General?
What?
Come on out, sir.
I'm waiting for my introduction.
Ozzy did it, sir.
That what that was. You expect me to understand that?
Mr. Ashcranky, soft drink McWunky.
I didn't either, by gobs. I just said I couldn't understand it none.
Safety pin, no impredemption, clips, dogma, feeder, you know.
I ain't neither. That's why I always carry my gun handy. Getting off my stage. This here's my time, and I got me a piece to say. Some statistics for you all. First, with them two AI shot last night, this tour's officially got the highest casualty rate among journalists since Vietnam. Now, I'm right proud of that. Also, you ain't a-gonna read about it, but we've been averaging 641 arrests every night of the tour for substance abuse and potential terrorist thoughts. But they secret. First one of you low-down sidewinders lets drift of it, you're a-gonna join them. That's my ruling. Now, while we's touring the country, we collected over 1 million signatures of folks what ain't never going to tell nobody nothing. Had to, we wouldn't have let them go home, by gobs. We also recognized over 200,000 possible suspects in case of no terroristical attack. And if none of them ain't no-how, not guilty, we's going to sweep down on them like avenging angels and mow them down like the crops in fall neath the first harvest rain. Yes'm. Now, as it stands, we signed up a whole slew of these here so-called entertainers to join our truth squads. Yes, we're regular folks sign up to spy on their friends and family. Most patriotic thing you can do for your country. Besides, we pays a right smart reward, we does. We also made money, hand over fist. Yes, more money than I ever thought I could count, and I can't. Now, last of this pot. Whichever one of yous took my new store teeth last night, you got an hour to put them back. These old ones makes me jumpy. If they don't come back voluntarily, we got an idea who might have them. We ain't particular how we get them back. That clear? All right, then. Now, I hope we're all clear on why we need more Patriot Act, ain't we?
Sir?
What do you want, polecat?
Well, Mr. Attorney General, I'm probably really dumb or something, but you can arrest people without specific charges. You can hold them indefinitely without informing them why. You can hold them incommunicado with no attorney informed. You can question them without counsel, and you can deport them after secret hearings. What's left, sir?
Keeping claim jumpers like you from talking about it, son. You want to press your luck?
Oh, no, sir. I'm just curious, sir. I'll just sit here quietly and not make any trouble.
That's better. Next one of you gets uppity, you're going to answer to a higher authority, and that's my ruling. Why does we need more patriots? On account of them terroristicals can slither in, acting just like real folks. We need us the legal authority to jail folks while they're still in their home country. And hang them if we needs to, without civil librarians or other commies telling us we can't. Some folks just need hanging. And I'm right good at spotting them, by gobs. Now, I'm about ready for questions if you got none. Here's my pistol. It's a stand.
Sir, will you be answering questions while wearing your gun?
Oh, dear. Any other questions?
Not me.
I didn't do it.
Questions? What are those?
No.
All right, then. In closing, it's been a right fine tour. I've had me a pretty good time.
Rock and roll. Sophie Tucker for a big stench. Oh, bloody hell. Sharon!
I warned you. The rest of yous, go home. We's finished. That's my ruling, by gobs.
The Average Network has brought you John Ashcroft's Patriot Act Tour, Summer 2003, written and produced by Uncle Bob Young and the Average Network. All celebrities were impersonated by people we've never even heard of, and the late Walter Brennan. A number of Average Network productions are available as free MP3 downloads at Radio 4 All, that's Radio 4, numeral 4, all.net/AInfosProject. Keywords, humor, satire, Bush, Uncle Bob, Average Network. This is Pablo T. Flies reminding you that radio is in your ears. Stay tuned.